Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Is it November already? Seriously, I didn't even realize it was October until trick-or-treaters showed up at the door. September seems like last week. You young people don't know what I'm talking about yet, but your parents do. The aging process has a way of accelerating the passage of time, or creating a sense of that anyway. When it comes to my favorite time of year, which we are currently in, I've learned to snatch the moments as I can. Autumn, Thanksgiving, and Christmas race by at such a spellbinding pace, the best I can seem to do anymore is carve out a section of time here and there to meditate on the season. And I'm not talking about large parcels either. I'm talking about pausing outside at night after pulling the dumpster to the road and soaking in the fresh, cool air. Taking the long way home after work to catch a few Christmas lights. Setting aside at least one night to watch a favorite Christmas special. Strolling into the backyard and standing underneath the maple tree, staring up into the golden grandeur. Or just pausing before turning off the Christmas tree lights each night and allowing myself to be mesmerized, if only for a minute. You may be saying, Marcus, it's not even December yet. There's plenty of time to take in the rest of the year. Although I'll wager not many of you are saying that. Most of you are probably nodding in agreement. You know what's coming. On top of the usual workload, there will be more Christmas parties than you can bring yourself to attend. If you happen to host one of those parties, all kinds of arrangements and preparations must be completed. If you're actively religious, there already are rehearsals for Christmas programs, and those will only grow in length and intensity. Traveling is a major part of many folks' holiday season and is also time-consuming. If you have some days off coming up, the workload at the job site tends to double as you prepare for not being there. I'm sure I've forgotten other day-sapping activities that deplete us. Even if nothing else I've said rings true in your life, my introductory point is bedrock. As we get older, time seems to surge into another gear. I don't know if it's a physiological thing or simply the coinciding pile of obligations that come with adulthood, but it happens. And each year I have this constant sense of the season passing me by. Consequently, for me, the goal of every autumn, Thanksgiving, and Christmas period is to cordon off sections of time as I am able to stop and savor. Whatever it may be, a Christmas song on the radio, a cup of eggnog, a board game with family, a nighttime walk through a decorated neighborhood, a heartening visit with a seldom-seen relative, a nostalgic episode looking at old photos, or a moment of serenity in front of a manger scene. It takes a proactive approach, because the longer I live, the quicker I seem to go from season's greetings to a season fleeting. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.